guys. It's Rosemary.
Hey, Rosemary. It's Julian.
Hey, Julian. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. I actually just have a quick question that you might know the answer to, just working on your guys' file here. Do you guys have a mortgage for the office that you guys are in, or is there like a monthly rent, or do you guys own it outright?
You have to ask Sally.
Okay, no problem. Is she around, or is Victor around?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Julian?
Hello.
Hello, this is Sally.
Hey, Sally, how are you?
Oh, well, fine. are you in?
I am also in the West Coast, yes. I'm in San Diego. Yeah, we do. Well, I do business with different companies on the East Coast. So 6:30, I get started at 6:30. It's 9:30 over there, so it's like perfect timing for that. But yeah, I was going to call you a little earlier, and I was like, I'm not sure if they're in business yet.
I start at 8, but I usually get here a little bit before. So.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that you guys were even answering the phones right now. But anyway, I just had a quick question for your guys' file. Do you guys own the offices that you're in right now? Do you guys own them outright, or do you have like a mortgage? Is there a lease?
The offices we're in right now, let's see, there's several buildings, we call it Woodward Business Park, and there's several different addresses, and some of them are, still have a mortgage, but not all of them.
Okay, gotcha. So the office that you're in, is that part of like a big, bigger building or something that you guys are...
Yes,
there's
a series of buildings in here. It's a business park.
Okay.
As far as offices, it's not really manufacturing or something like that. Although So we have 15 companies.
Okay, gotcha. The building that you're in, do you know what the mortgage or the lease is?
Oh, not right offhand. I could see. I could see if it's which one it would be on if it is on one.
Yeah, when I submit the file to my underwriting, typically they just try to figure out your like debt to income ratio and different things like that. So if you have an idea of like whatever the mortgage or the lease is, I can just put something down and it'll be helpful. We can refer to like the bank statements and see the withdrawals and stuff like that, but I just like to get as much information as I can just so it makes it faster so there's no issues later.
You got the bank statements.
Yes.
For Roz.
Yes.
But Roz is part of a partnership. There's a 50-50 on some large apartment buildings, and the money comes into Roz and to Better Homes. They're two corporations. So
okay.
They don't pay those mortgages.
Okay, gotcha. So for Roz, you guys actually don't pay any mortgage.
Think so, no.
Okay, no problem. We'll just go with that. And what was the other company, by the way, that you guys are partners with?
Better Homes Incorporated.
Better Homes Incorporated. And that's Victor's brother-in-law, is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. Better Homes Incorporated. Like I said, I'm just trying to get as much information as possible to make it make the process easier.
I know.
You know how it goes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be submitting it, actually, probably in the next few minutes or so, and hopefully have an answer for you guys either later today or tomorrow. But I told Victor I'd follow up with him this morning, but if you don't mind, just let him know that I called to follow up, and you can just tell him that I'm submitting the file and hope to have an answer for you later this afternoon or tomorrow. But I'll keep you guys updated, and, if you guys have any other questions, feel free to call me.
Okay, so did you talk to him yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I had told him he should call you, and I didn't know if he did or not, so.
Yeah, we spoke, I think I got everything we need, but I'll definitely call you if anything else comes up.
Uh-huh, okay.
Cool, so thanks, Sally, appreciate it.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Talk soon. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.